The Osgood File, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. With gas and food prices up, it was bound to affect inflation sooner or later, and here it is. Prices are up overall by 5.6% in the past year, largest annual jump since 1991. And it comes at a time of home foreclosures, higher unemployment, and stagnant wages. But you know what? Nobody wants to hear numbers like this. In fact, if I were reporting this in China, the police would wrestle me into a paddy wagon, or they'd make me lip-sync the voice of somebody who would tell you that everything is fine in the motherland. In fact, what do you say we give that a try after this? Nobody needs another negative economic story. So let's cherry-pick some good news from the inflation figures. For example, I see here that something called core inflation, which excludes food and energy prices, was up only 0.3% in July. I'm not sure why we have such a statistic, but we do, and so I can tell you that as long as you refrain from purchasing food and energy, your inflation rate is only 0.3%. It also says here that the other big jumps were for clothing, airline fares, and tobacco products. Yes, tobacco products still count in the inflation index. I'm sorry, if cigarette prices are higher, that's probably good news, not bad news. As for clothing, you can buy it by the pound in a thrift shop. Airfares. Judging from the stories about how airlines have been trying to save money by not topping off the fuel tanks, I think higher airfares are good news too. And the other good news is that the Fed will not do what it usually does to tackle inflation, which is to raise interest rates.
So if the Fed were to start raising its rates, mortgage rates would likely go up, and that would just hurt the housing market even worse.
Economist Stuart Hoffman. And dropping home values should mean that in some areas, your property taxes go down. And that's the other positive thing about this. The house that was too expensive for you 2 years ago is likely quite affordable now, unless you're one of the 450,000 workers laid off last week. But you see, that was pretty positive, except that last figure. I'll work on that for next time. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 15th, 2008.